Imagine waking up in 2030. The world's economic center has shifted to Asia. Women control most global wealth. Your city grows food in vertical farms, and you rarely own anything outright. This isn't science fiction. It's the meticulously researched forecast of our near future. By 2030, we'll witness a convergence of revolutionary changes already underway. Dramatic demographic shifts, climate challenges, technological disruption, and economic power redistribution. These transformations will fundamentally alter how we live, work, and relate to one another. What makes this vision particularly compelling is how seemingly unrelated trends, Africa's baby boom, the rise of the elderly, women's wealth accumulation, and digital currencies, are weaving together to create a world that will feel utterly transformed. The question isn't whether these changes will happen, but how we'll navigate them. Are we prepared for a future that's arriving faster than most realize? By 2030, the world faces an unexpected baby drought. Despite historical population surge from 1 billion in 1820 to 7 billion in 2010, today, 9 out of 10 newborns arrive in emerging markets. This decline stems from women's expanding educational and career opportunities, with American women now marrying at 27 and having their first child at 28, 7 years later than in the 1950s. Economics plays a crucial role, with U.S. child-rearing costs reaching $233,610 through age 17, excluding college. Young people prioritize financial stability before parenthood. Government incentives to boost fertility, like Singapore's free Bali vacations for childless couples, consistently fail. While much of the world's population plateaus, sub-Saharan Africa surges toward 2 billion by 2038. This growth presents vast opportunities, especially in agriculture, projected to become a trillion-dollar industry by 2030. Africa has already demonstrated its potential through digital innovation. Kenya leads globally in mobile payments. This demographic shift could fuel global growth for decades, provided we embrace rather than resist it. By 2030, those over 60 will grow by 400 million globally, primarily in Europe, North America, and China. This demographic commands immense wealth, potentially $20 trillion by 2030, yet businesses remain largely unprepared to serve them. These sophisticated consumers prioritize quality of life, independence, mobility, and connectivity. While healthcare, home care, and leisure industries stand to benefit, the greatest opportunities lie in innovative life enhancement solutions. Technology is transforming aging. Rendezvous' virtual reality helps seniors combat isolation, while Innofis offers affordable exoskeletons for independence. Toyota support robots and Paros therapeutic seal showcase robotics' potential in senior care. The aging population is also reshaping finance. As seniors become more risk-averse, shifting from equities to bonds, global price-to-earnings ratios may decline. Banks face reduced mortgage demand while seeing increased interest in risk reduction products. Companies like Philips, which transformed from electronics to healthcare technology, demonstrate how businesses can successfully adapt to the gray economy. By 2030, the global economic center will shift eastward, with emerging markets adding 100 million people annually to their middle class while Western middle classes stagnate. China, India, and Asian nations, excluding Japan, will dominate global consumer spending. This new global middle class shows stronger aspirational drive than the West. China alone will add 400 million people to its middle class by 2030, exemplified by stories like Zhu Yuanyan's rise from waitress to real estate agent. Africa sees similar growth, with Nigeria adding 1.5 million annually. Innovation reflects this shift. While U.S. patent applications tripled between 1995-2016, India's grew sevenfold and China's 72-fold. Global brands increasingly prioritize preferences in emerging markets, where middle-class consumers will outnumber developed nations 5-1 by 2030. This growth creates environmental pressures, with middle-class consumption projected to rise 55% by 2030. The challenge lies in balancing rising prosperity with sustainability as billions join the consumer class. By 2030, women will control over half the world's wealth. In America, women dominate higher education, with 40% of married mothers out-earning their husbands. Their spending patterns differ from men's, focusing on fashion, accessories, education, healthcare, and insurance rather than major luxury items. Global progress varies significantly. While developing nations see new opportunities, challenges persist, with 1 in 5 girls marrying before 18. However, entrepreneurs like Victoria Kisombe in Tanzania showcase potential for change. Women are expected to launch half of new businesses globally by 2030, yet leadership remains male-dominated, with women holding less than 5% of Fortune 500 CEO positions. Work-family balance is crucial, especially in aging societies, as women still perform double the unpaid domestic work of men, 4 hours versus 1.7 hours daily. The gender life expectancy gap has narrowed from 7.8 to 6.8 years between 1995-2018, reflecting women's increased workplace participation and associated stresses. Research indicates women's rising status may lead to reduced corruption and violence in power structures. Cities generate 80% of carbon emissions from just 1% of Earth's land. The UN warns emissions must drop 45% by 2030 to prevent catastrophic climate change, with cities especially vulnerable to the heat island effect. By 2030, computers will surpass human brains, sensors will outnumber eyes, and robots will dominate manufacturing. Industrial robots have displaced nearly 2 million workers since 1983. While routine jobs decline, non-routine cognitive work like teaching and programming has doubled to 57 million positions. Manufacturing now needs more programmers than laborers. Vertical farming could transform urban heat islands into green islands. Growing food in multi-story buildings cuts transportation emissions while adding vegetation. Singapore's Sky Greens demonstrates commercial viability with A-shaped towers using rotating troughs for optimal sunlight. 3D printing revolutionizes manufacturing by creating objects layer by layer with minimal waste. The technology enables healthcare innovations like dental work and printed tissue, while Chinese firms print disaster relief homes. This technology could support Mars settlements by creating items from local materials. By 2030, collaborative consumption will transform property relationships, with nearly half of spending flowing through sharing platforms. This mirrors hunter-gatherer communities who thrived without private property and experienced greater well-being than later societies. Today's youth increasingly choose access over ownership. Driver's license rates among 20 to 24-year-olds fell from 92% to 77% between 1983 and 2015. Facebook's WhatsApp acquisition shows how user networks create massive value with minimal assets. The sharing economy challenges traditional property ownership, a cornerstone of class systems and colonial power. As Julian Brave Noisecat notes, private property rights enabled global colonization and shaped the American dream. By 2030, government currency monopolies will weaken as digital alternatives emerge. The U.S. dollar's dominance will decline as emerging markets dominate the global economy and China becomes the largest economy. Blockchain will transform contracts, taxation, and creative industries, with Estonia leading digital governance for its 1.3 million citizens. Resource scarcity will intensify by 2030, especially in fresh water, clean air, and habitable land. Easter Island exemplifies successful adaptation. Its inhabitants created efficient garden systems despite limited resources. As Shakespeare wrote, "And we must take the current when it serves or lose our ventures." Success requires riding waves of change to build a more sustainable future.